Tortoise.
Hello, I'm Andrew, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, Hamas has recently released videos of several hostages being held in Gaza. In each case, it's the first time their families had seen them alive since they were taken during the October 7th attack. Why are they releasing these videos now? That's after a short break.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This is Hirsch Goldberg Polin identifying himself at the start of the video released by Hamas last Wednesday. It's the first time he's been seen since he was filmed being loaded onto a pickup truck on October 7th, with part of his left arm missing. He'd been attending the Supernova Music Festival when Hamas-led gunmen from Gaza stormed Israel's border security fence. According to numbers from the Israeli government, about 1,200 people were killed and 253 hostages were seized. During the attack, Hirsch sought refuge in a bomb shelter with several other people, but gunmen gathered outside and began throwing in grenades. The latest footage of Hirsch is undated, but in it he says he's been held for almost 200 days. It shows him up against a white wall, looking gaunt and talking directly into the camera. Speaking under duress, he criticizes the Israeli government's attempts to negotiate the release of hostages still held in Gaza and says he's in need of urgent medical care. His parents released their own video in response.
Seeing the video of Hirsch today is overwhelming. We're relieved to see him alive, but we are also concerned about his health and well-being, as well as that of all of the other hostages and all of those suffering.
Since his capture, his parents, Rachel and John, have been vocal in calling for an end to the suffering of both the hostages and Palestinian civilians.
And we're here today with a plea to all of the leaders of the parties who have been in negotiating to date. That includes Qatar, Egypt, the United States, Hamas, and Israel. Be brave, lean in, seize this moment, and get a deal done to reunite all of us with our loved ones and to end the suffering in this region.
Recent attempts to negotiate the release of hostages in exchange for the release of Palestinian prisoners held in Israel have stalled.
We're going to begin in West Jerusalem, where scuffles have broken out between police and protesters who've gathered outside the residence of the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. They're demanding that Netanyahu does more to secure the release of the remaining hostages in Gaza. The demonstrators gathered following the release of a video by Hamas of a captive, Hirsch Goldberg Polin, who was taken.
The video of Hirsch sparked a new round of protests in numerous Israeli cities. Demonstrators clashed, at times violently, with police, demanding the release of those still held in Gaza, calling Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu an obstacle to the deal, and vowing to keep protesting until he leaves power. But so far, the government's response has been to double down.
Until Hamas releases our hostages, the IDF will continue to pursue Hamas everywhere in Gaza. This is an urgent call for action. We will leave no stone unturned in our efforts to find our hostages. This psychological terror video is not only a reminder of what Hamas did on October 7th, it is a reminder of how sick this terror group is, terrorizing the hostages and their families too.
As well as domestic discontent, the government is facing criticism from outside Israel too. With an ever-worsening humanitarian crisis unfolding in Gaza, the US has warned that its support is not entirely unconditional. So, will any of this change the course of the war? We'll have more after the break.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tonight, Hamas releasing another video showing two hostages, 47-year-old Omri Miron and American-Israeli 64-year-old Keith Siegel. This undated video is the first time the two have been seen during their 204 days in captivity.
Over the weekend, Hamas published more footage of hostages being held in Gaza. Again, the videos are undated and filmed under duress, but Omri Miron says he has been held for 202 days, and Keith Siegel mentions the recent Jewish holiday of Passover, indicating the clips were filmed recently. Both of these videos and the one of Hirsch come as Hamas studies Israel's latest proposal for a truce. Israel's foreign minister has said that a deal that includes an agreement to free the remaining hostages could stop Israel's planned ground assault in the southern Gazan city of Rafah. There's been international concern about what any offensive would mean for the estimated 1.4 million Palestinians currently sheltering there. And it's reported that a divide has emerged within Benjamin Netanyahu's cabinet, between those who want to prioritise the Rafah assault and those who want to see a hostage release negotiated first. But Hirsch's mother is sure about one thing.
The time is running out to save them. The time is running out to save all of us.
Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Ada Barume.
Tortoise. Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, I'm Guy Raz, and on my show, Wisdom from the Top, I talk with CEOs and business leaders about the toughest challenges of their careers.
There's lots of ways to measure success.
Sometimes a company has to bet against itself.
We wanted to set ourselves apart by having a point of view.
Businesses really impact people's lives in pretty fundamental ways.
On Wisdom from the Top, some of the greatest business leaders of our time share their intimate stories of leadership, innovation, and transformation. Stories you won't hear anywhere else. Check out Wisdom from the Top only on Luminary. Now, back to your show.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.